field that might be good for nothing other than raising grass or clover or hay or something. Is there any particular name for that?
Well, it's mostly called pasture land for pasturing for cattle.
I see. Uh-huh. And this is the land on which the...
Nothing grows but grass and different things like that.
Suppose this was some land that had water standing in it for a good part of the time. What would you call that? Sometimes they have trees in it and water stands there most of the time.
Pond.
A pond. If it's larger than
a...
For example, sometimes trees are there too, and very tall trees and small ones, and water stands there most of the time, and sometimes it dries up a bit. Is there any particular thing that we call that? Well,
I can't think right now.
Mm-hmm. All right. The place where salt hay grows along the sea. You know, grass grows along the seashore. It's sometimes one might say salt hay because it could be used for hay, but it's tall grass. What is that? Are you familiar with that?
No, I'm not. I think
okay, well, that's quite all right. Marshes, sometimes it's called marshes. Particularly around what the sea, South Georgia, down near Brunswick and Savannah and all. What different kinds of soil do you have in the field? What different kinds of soil?
Well, there is a soil that, well, it's called, you're speaking about the land, kind of land.
Yes.
Some of it is gray, some of it is sandy, some of it is red land.
Oh, is one more fertile or rich than the other?
The black land is the more fertile.
What about that red and the other?
Well, the red land is usually where that you have peanuts and king and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But for cotton and other grains, the black land is the best.
I see. All right. Now, suppose you had land a bit swampy, and you wanted to put it to cultivation, what would you have to do to get the water off?
Well, I think the first thing that you would have to do was to have to get a tractor and run what you would call a ditch through there that would draw the water from it before you could even get it cleaned up.
What do you call that, drawing the water from it?
Well, when you ditch out a place. Back down, they used to take shovels and ditch out the place in the matter. And men would have on boots. And then when this water, ditch was dug, then the water would all come through the ditch and go out.
I see.
And cause the land to dry up so that they could clean it up as they wanted it.
Oh, yes, I see. Well, you've already said that you would dig a ditch in
that's
order
right.
to dig the ditch in order to.
Yes, that would draw the water off of the land.
Oh yes, I see. Uh-huh. Well, now the shallow arm of the sea, a tidal stream, a narrow bit of water that flows in and out with the tide. Is there any particular name for that?
I believe it's called a cape,